This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said their contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said that in politics there is never a full stop, as the experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable. He said the retiring members have made immense contributions to the House. PM Modi said this is an occasion that every 2 years immerses the members in emotional moments in this House. He said when such an occasion comes, the respect is expressed towards the colleagues who are moving forward for a special purpose.
हमारे जो माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं उनका तो योगदान रहा ही और इसके लिए भी मैं उनका साधुवाद करता हूं जो हमारे माननीय सांसद विदाई ले रहे हैं लेकिन ये माननीय सांसद ऐसे हैं कि जिनको पुराने संसद के भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला और नए संसद भवन में भी बैठने का मौका मिला उनको राष्ट्र के कल्याण के लिए अपना योगदान देने का अवसर मिला है उनको इस नए सदन के निर्माण प्रक्रिया में और नए सदन की निर्णय प्रक्रिया में भी हिस्सा बनने का अवसर मिला है वो एक विशेष उनके जीवन में नई स्मृति रहेगी.
Mentioning Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who is also retiring, Mr. Modi said he had the opportunity to discharge his responsibilities in this house for a long time. Earlier addressing the House, Chairman of the House C.P. Radhakrishnan said the retirement of one-third of Rajya Sabha members every 2 years reflects the constitutional design of the Council of States, which allows experienced lawmakers to make way for new members while preserving institutional stability.
Today we bid farewell to be retiring in the months of April to July this year on completion of their term of office. A total of 59 members from 20 states will be retiring during this period, including 9 women members. This arrangement ensures continuity in the functioning of the Council of States while also creating space for new members to join the House and enrich its deliberations with their experience and insights.
The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election until the first of the last week of the monsoon session 2026. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. The chairman of the committee, P.P. Chaudhary, moved the motion to extend the tenure of the Joint Committee on the Constitution 129 Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The motion was adopted by a voice vote in the House. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw has said that Vande Bharat trains are equipped with several advanced safety features to enhance passenger safety. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that anti-climbing features have been introduced in the Vande Bharat Express for passenger safety. He said to prevent collisions, the indigenously developed coverage automatic train protection system has been fitted in the train. The government has directed the airlines to allocate minimum 60% of seats on any flight free of charge to ensure fair access for the passengers. The Minister of Civil Aviation today issued directions through the Directorate General of Civil Aviation to strengthen passenger convenience, transparency and uniformity of practices across airlines. The ministry directed that passengers travelling on the same PNR must be seated together, preferably in adjacent seats. It added that carriage of sports equipment and musical instruments should be facilitated in a transparent and passenger-friendly manner. A fire broke out in a multi-storey building in the Palam area of the national capital today. The Delhi Fire Service has reported 7 casualties in the incident. The department informed that 31 fire tenders were deployed at the place after a call was received at 7 this morning. More details are awaited. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 0.8% up in the afternoon trade today. The Sensex jumped 641 points to 76,712, while the Nifty advanced 191 points to 23,773 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, realty and telecommunication stocks were the top gainers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.